pricing.
Did you know that RDI Diamonds does...
RDI Diamonds, New York. Nick speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, is Emery in today?
I'm sorry, he's actually not. Can I help you in any way?
Okay. I was looking to see. I had a Cinestone sewn to me, and thought it was going to work out. Once we got it all good and clean, and I pretty much told him I needed an I-1 anyway. And so the color's right, but the stone's just not hitting it for us. We need. Can you find a princess cut? It's 5.9 by 6, 5.9, 6 by 6. Nothing outside of those parameters, really, because it's a stud matching another stud. Mm-hmm. And I need it to be like eye color and I won.
Okay. All right. So let me first ask, is this Marshall?
Yes.
Okay, Marshall. All right. I just want to make sure I have the right jeweler up on my computer screen.
You're fine.
So,
you're fine.
And we're looking to, so we need to be 6x6 or at the furthest off 5.9 by 5.9, correct?
Because I'm gonna measure the stone for you right now while we're talking, just to give
sure.
you where I need to be, okay?
Yes, sir.
Because that's where we started, and man, I thought it was going to be right, and see, here's the kicker. The color is right, but because it's I-1, it's white. You know, it doesn't have this beautiful depth of... I'm going to try to see if I can sell it to them and they'll take it. I don't think they're going to. Because this is an SI-2. It's just the eye. It's a big freaking feather in the middle. And it's reflecting around the edges. It's 6 by 6.
Okay.
And see, that's going to be for, well, 5.9. Hold on. I missed it on that one. 5.9.5. Okay, so it's right there, 6x6.
Okay.
And
this is for an earring, correct? May I ask, Marshall, if I can, you know, just because I used to be on the other side of this phone, okay? I used to be you calling in. So have you, the princess cut that he sent, are you looking at that unmounted versus...
No. Unmounted, I looked at it and said, yeah, it's great, Emery. Awesome, dude. Everything's going to work.
Got it.
I mounted it, sit by side, and I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, you know, we might get away with it because they're old, but I don't really want to do that. I'd rather just say,
no. Yeah, I mean,
it's not right. I've given the option. If it looks like we're looking for them, I'm going to give them the option. Say, hey,
sure.
Come by here and look. Do you want this? Not say a whole lot. Just say, hey, does this look good to you? And if they say no, I'm just going to say, oh, great, because that's what I see too, and I've been working on trying to get the right one. So I figured at least since y'all, I told him last week when I got everything going, I finally heard from State Farm that to go for it.
Okay.
And then when I got it, I'm like, oh, crap. So I told him to bill me. And so today's my Monday, and so I'm calling in going, man, I cleaned it again. I looking at everything, and it's not going to fly in my eyes because I know the difference. There's a big freaking white feather in the middle of the table.
Right.
That's
right.
Making the whole stone turn whitish.
Okay. Well, while you're trying to work with your customer, I'm actually sending an email off to my diamond buyer very specifically.
Perfect.
What we're looking for. And my name is Mick. I'm at extension 118. Yes, sir, like Jagger.
Okay,
hope is that within the next, let's say, 2 hours, I get an update. All right, but
right.
I promise you, where are you located, sir?
Mobile, Alabama.
All right, what time is it there? Is it, 11:30 or is it 10:30 there?
Oh, Central Time Zone. Same
okay,
as you,
perfect. Huh? So, well, no, I'm East Coast. So,
okay.
So my point was that I should be able to call you by about 2:00.
Man, I'm here
about.
All day. You just go ahead and do what you need to do, and I'll work on mine because I got plenty to do.
Sounds good. All right.
Thank you for your time and effort. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what matters.
Happy to do it.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.